Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody, friends, neighbors, hear me. How's everybody doing tonight? I am Samaz, or Sugar, if you don't know me. I am also known as Sugar or Sam or other little choice words we won't go into. This is Monday, October the 4th, 6 p.m. I'm in a really kind of out of it mood, but I guess that's how it is all the time when I start my show. You guys have to forgive me. I am always nervous. Nobody believes this, but I am always nervous, especially when I used to do my shows in Second Life. I was always nervous then, too, and my sisters would always tell me, you know, just it's okay, but it was never okay because I'm just a nervous person. Anyway, before we get into tonight's topic, how many of you were, like, tripping out, freaking out when you couldn't get on Facebook? Don't be ashamed to admit it. It's okay. It's okay to admit it if you were freaking out. I just recently started going back on Facebook, so I wasn't too much bothered by it when I tried to get on. Because normally what I'll do is at lunchtime I'll get on and see if family members or anybody are online and just, you know, talk a little bit or whatever. But today when I tried, I'm like, maybe it's my computer. I actually rebooted my whole computer thinking it was me because, of course, Facebook being down, there's just no way that's going to happen. So it had to be me, right? So come to find out, I was actually looking and said, yes, Facebook. I think it was Facebook and something else was down, too. I can't remember. Instagram, whatever. I'm not really sure what it was. The only thing that stood out to me was Facebook. And I'm sure Mark Zuckerberg, whatever his name is, was probably sitting back going, see, I have the power to do what I want to do to you guys when you piss me off. But anyway, enough of that. I hope everybody's doing good today. The topic today is really a serious topic. I may be joking right now, but it's a very, very serious topic. This month actually is National Anti-Bullying Month. I didn't even know that until I started looking around and said, you know what, that's a really good topic to actually go by, bullying. And I'm going to tell you guys a story about when I was bullied. The first time I was bullied, I think I was in the fifth grade. It was either the fourth or the fifth grade, and this girl, she was actually in junior high school, just used to always bother me. I don't know why, but she used to always bother me. She used to always wait for me after school, and unfortunately, you know, I was raised by, not unfortunately this part, but I was always walking home by myself. My grandmother and my mother basically raised me in a household, so I walked home by myself, and she would always meet me in the mornings going to school and taking my lunch money. And I know you guys are probably going, really? Yeah, really. She would take my lunch money in the mornings. And then after I got out of school, she would just harass me. She would push me, shove me. And I never knew why. I wasn't this brainy. I was smart. I really was smart. I was an AB student in school, but that couldn't have been the reason. How the heck would she know she's in junior high school? But she just, something about me, she just did not like. So one time she just beat me up, took my lunch money, and I came home and I was really, really hungry. And my mother was like, you have to wait till dinner. And I just broke down crying. I had never told my mom about this before. I broke down crying. And she said, well, you have to stand up for yourself. And I'm like, how can I stand up for myself? She's bigger than me. I'm like, I don't care how you do it, you need to stand up for yourself. So I went back to school the next day, and of course, again, I don't know, I guess this girl never went to school or something because she was always, you know, around the elementary school. I never saw her bother anybody else. Not to say she didn't, but I never saw her bother anybody else on school property, just me, unless there was somebody else she bothered and I just never saw. But anyway, same thing again. She beat me up, took my lunch money. I went home crying. And my mother, God rest her soul, but my mother was a total badass. She did not play. This is what my mother told me. If you come back home again crying about your lunch money, I'm going to beat your ass too. And I'm thinking, wow, really? No sympathy? No, you know, oh, baby, it's okay. Now, my grandmother would have done that, but I never told my grandmother about it. So the next day I went to school, And I was scared to death. I really was. I didn't see her that morning, but I saw her that afternoon. I was really, really scared. And mind you, I'm only 5'1". So in elementary school, you know, I was like 4 foot nothing. So I basically came out of the gates of the school looking around for her, didn't see her. So I was like, oh, God, thank you, thank you. I didn't see her. So halfway down the street, after I got out of the view of the school itself, she shows up. And I am like startled, scared, shocked, didn't know what to do. And I'm standing there like, uh-oh, this is going to go down. Either I'm going to have to fight this chick, or she is going, my mother's going, I'm going to go home, my mother's going to whoop my ass. And I knew my mother wasn't playing. Now, maybe again, I don't know, that might just have been a threat, because I don't think my grandmother allowed her to do it. But when you're a kid, you don't know any better. And you know, what your mother, grandmother, father, whatever tells you, that's gold to you. That's what you believe. So she started coming towards me. She pushed me down. My clothes were all messed up. I got up. She pushed me again. I'm crying, asking her to stop, begging her to stop. She pushed me again, and I don't know where it came from. I don't know what the strength. I don't know if God and his angels just came down and took my just took my body. But I reached back, and I kid you not, and I got a rock, and I hit that broad so hard in the head that she stood up, and she was dazed. And once I saw her dazed, now this is not a Rocky movie by any means. Trust me when I tell you. Once I saw her dazed, I ran my ass home as fast as I could go. So, of course, the next couple of days when I went back, I was proud of myself. I told my mom, Mom, I did it again. My mother paid me no attention. Oh, that's nice. That's good. I'm glad you did it. I'm thinking, wow, really? You know, this is a defeat for me, and you're just giving me okay, that's good, that's good. You know, go ahead, wash up for dinner. So the next couple of days, she wasn't at school. And then I saw her at school again, and she was outside again, and she was ready again to pounce on me. And when I tell you guys I was scared to death. Well, my cousin, somehow I guess my mother talked to my aunt and my cousin, who actually lived like a ways from us, found out about it and came up to the school. And when I tell you my cousin whipped her ass, she whipped her ass. My cousin was in high school. And she told, if you ever put your hands on my baby cousin again, they would not find your body. And I guess that chick believed it, because I'd never had another problem from her. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this and my experience is because when I was younger, not too far along, maybe 5 years ago, when I was in junior high school, you know, elementary school, bullying was basically a bigger kid coming to you, shoving you, hitting you, pushing you, or whatever, taking your lunch money. That's what bullying was to me. Nowadays, bullying is something altogether different. It's a totally different platform. And it just saddens me that kids are so nasty where they group together and bully another child. And as I was researching this, and I'm going to let you guys know I didn't research a whole lot of it, but I found out that suicide, about 100%, well, let me read it to you. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among young people, resulting in about 4,000 deaths per year, according to the CDC. For every suicide among young people, there are at least 100 suicide attempts. Over 14% of high school students have considered suicide, and almost 7% have attempted it. Bully victims are between 2 to 9 times more likely to consider suicide than non-victims, according to the studies. That really bothers me. And what bothers me more is that ages 10 to 14-year-old girls may be even higher at risk for suicide. Think about that. 10 years old, what would a 10-year-old want to take their life if they're being bullied so badly? Now, I'm telling you, my experience was nothing considered of what these kids go through now, because you get bullied. If you get bullied on anything now, how you dress, how you look, if you're bisexual, if you're homosexual, if you're a transgender, if you don't wear the type of clothes everybody wears, the type of shoes, if you don't have the hairstyle and everything, if you're not with the crowd, if you're smarter than somebody, if you're dumber than somebody, if you're thin, skinny, if fat, whatever, people will bully you just to bully you. And it's just really sad that our children have to go through this in order to kind of fit in. I know at one point, my sister actually admitted to me, my sister Ida, that she was a bully. And I can see Ida being a bully. I really, really can. Those who know Ida can go, yeah, I see her being a bully. And she admitted to me, we were talking about this, I told her it was going to be one of my subjects. And she said, I would call in, but I'm too embarrassed. Now, to have my sister say that she was too embarrassed, it kind of moved me. Because if anybody knows Ida, she's very outspoken. She's direct. She doesn't care what anybody thinks. So to hear her say that, it kind of like, you know, moved her to the point where she was embarrassed by bullying. And I asked her, well, why did you do it? She said, just because I could. But it was never to the point where she was vicious. It was always bullying somebody that maybe you got better grades than she did or something of that nature. But nowadays, kids are literally vicious. And they're bullying. They don't care who they hurt. I mean, when you hear about these kids going to school and killing classmates because they were bullied, that scares me. Because what a child may feel like, oh, this is just, I'm going to bully them, and then years later they're going to forget about it. That stuffs you as years go on. It just does, because that is how we're programmed as adolescents. You know, whatever goes on in your life as adolescents, when you grow up, you may put it in the back of your mind or may put it to the side, but it's still there. You know, and the biggest thing now is cyberbullying. It is just really, really bad, to the fact of you do it through communication, electronic communications, mobile phones, email, texts. You know, Facebook is really known to be bullying, the cyberbullying. And that's just that. And the sad part about this is not just children or teenagers. These are grown-ass adults doing this mess. And I tell you the reason why I know it is, because I'll admit it without going into too much detail about it. I was actually what adults call now is bullying. I was dragged through the mud on Facebook. I really was. And it was an experience I do not want to ever, ever, ever deal with again. I was embarrassed. I was hurt to this day. And I have to admit this. It still bothers me that I allowed someone to get to me that way. But it also bothers me that someone attacked me that way. And it made an everlasting effect on me, because I'm a grown-ass woman, and to think that I was able to be hurt because I've been bullied, it still bothers me that I allowed it. But the thing is that you don't have too much of control when someone wants to bully you. You just don't have, especially when they have people that gather around them, and basically they start it and everybody's doing it. And what now is called dragging is what it's called. It's actually adults bullying each other. And you would think that grown men, grown women have something better to do than sitting around and trying to start havoc and just confusion and trying to mess up or make someone's name nasty. I see a lot of it. I see a lot of it on Facebook. And it's just, to me, don't get me wrong, Facebook is a really good device for communications, meeting people, information, keeping in contact with family and friends that you don't get to see, especially nowadays with this virus. It's even, you know, better to have something like this, because it's a way of getting to know a person, and a way of like going, okay, can't see my family, but you know what, got Facebook, seeing kids' pictures and whatever, you know, family members that are long, long, long away, you can kind of keep in contact with them as, you know, as far as Facebook. But Facebook can be a deadly place as well, because it allows people to hide behind a keyboard, which I call keyboard thugs, to hide behind the keyboard, talk their talk, just act ignorant, stupid, and drag somebody's name. It doesn't have to be true. It could be just basically a lie that starts, and you could have a person could be the best person in the world, but if one person gets on Facebook, or for that matter, any social media, and wants to start confusion, they can do it. And they call it dragging, but basically what it is, it's adult bullying. I don't care how you say it, how you try to name it, how you try to go, oh, it's just, you know, I'm just putting it out there how this person is. No, 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 no. You're supposed to be an adult. We're supposed to be an adult. We shouldn't be sitting here dragging a person all on Facebook because you don't like them. You destroy lives, destroys, you know, friendships and everything. And I was really, like, I'm not going to really go into what happened to me because it's been years ago, even though it's been maybe 3 or 4 years ago that it happened to me. And I, as I said before, I was hurt. And I'm still kind of like filling it out too, because I didn't understand the malicious, you know, the reason the person did this to me. And it's because I was there and they were able to do it to me, because I guess in a way I left myself open, you know, for this to happen. But hey, who am I? I'm just like everybody else. I couldn't expect for people to treat me any different than they would treat the person that they're dealing with anyway. Anyway, I'm going to take a real quick break, you guys. I need to get something to drink. I apologize, but I need to because I'm a little parched. Be right back.
Black Jesus.
Everybody, I'm back, and if you just joined me, I am Saman Sugar, better known as Sam or Sugar, and our topic tonight is bullying and what they call dragging. I know I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was talking about dragging. She said, you know, I've never heard of that term before, and I'm like, yeah, it's supposed to be used by teens. It's a popular saying, you know, slang used by teens about, you know, across social media about, you know, basically dragging somebody's name through the mud. She was like, wow, people really do that. I'm like, where have you been? People do that a lot. It's basically a form of bullying. I mean, emotional bullying, physical bullying, social bullying, and cyber bullying. I was actually reading about a girl, and I apologize, I can't remember her name, but she was on Facebook, and she met, I don't know if it was Facebook or MySpace, I apologize. It's been a while back, and I was reading on it, and I was going to get my notes and put it to my side, and I didn't do that, but I was reading where a grown woman was so upset that I guess the little girl had said something about her daughter, so she made an account to pretend to be a boy, and as she was talking to this girl, making this girl think she liked her, boyfriend or whatever, you know, young girl, first boyfriend, whatever, cute little kid, whatever. Anyway, she finally told the girl, I hate you, I wish you would die, you know, blah, 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 blah. And the child killed herself. I believe she hung herself in her closet, so she killed herself. So her mother, somehow they found out that the woman had did this, and it was a big to-do about it, and they went to court or whatever. But to me, when a person does that, especially a grown-ass adult to a teenager, to me, they should have a very, very, very harsh punishment. It shouldn't be a slap on the wrist or don't do that again. It really should be a harsh punishment, because we as adults, we're supposed to be the ones that teach our children that that's wrong. To slander somebody's name, to drag somebody's name to the mud, to just to make a laughing stock out of a person. We should be an adult to say, this is not right. You know, what you're doing is not right. But unfortunately, adults are basically at this point the worst of it. They are really, really the worst. How many times have you guys been on Facebook and seen somebody talk about somebody and talk about them and talk about them? And sometimes people, another person will chime in and somebody else will chime in. And you see all these people making statements and things that, oh, yeah, I knew that about them. Oh, this, that, and the other. That happens a lot more than you realize. And being an adult, you would think that we would know better. So how could we teach our children not to do things like this if we're doing it? There's no way you can teach your children, oh, you know what, little whatever, it's not good to do that because it's bad. It's a bad thing. But if you're telling your child it's a bad thing and you're over here as an adult doing it, what's your excuse? Now, if anybody wants to, I know it may be a little embarrassing to talk about it because you don't want to admit, you know, the something, but if anybody wants to call in and talk about it, you're more than welcome to. I know, like I said, it was hard for me to tell you guys that as well, but I felt like for order for me to talk about something, I needed to be honest with you guys. So if you do want to call in, it's 646-68, hello, start over again, 646-668-2422. Once again, that number is 646-668-2422. Once again, 646-668-2422. Have you ever seen those shows, commercials, when they say the number and then they go, once again, okay, I wrote it down the first 20 times you said it. I don't need to write it down again. So why are you saying it again? I really feel, and it scares me, that children are committing suicide or killing each other because of being bullied. You know, you don't know what emotional edge a person is on. You really don't know, and what could basically trigger them where you push them over the edge. If a child has a issue with admitting that they're transgender and then they're teased and basically bullied about it, already on the edge and not really sure of who they are or what they are, or they are sure of who they are, but you're making it hard for them to be who they are and developed who they are as a person, not as a man, not as a woman, not as a boy, not as a girl, but as a person. Then how could you sit and say that, you know, you're a good person if you decide to bully? I mean, a lot of bullies, they justify what they do, and they need other people to kind of join in with them and go, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to talk about this person, you know, this person's that, and they just join in because they need that support, because one-on-one, a person really can't take me on. Now, I'm being serious about this. One-on-one, I don't think a person can take me on. But if I'm being bullied and people are joining in, myself, I decided to keep quiet about it. I decided to back off of it, log off Facebook, let everything happen and just ignore it, because there was no point of me joining in even to defend myself. I just didn't feel it was a need to defend myself. Those who knew me knew it wasn't true. So there was no point in defending myself or saying, hey, look at me. That's, you know, it's not true. I'm not going to, you know, there was no need to. But a lot of children don't know how to do that. They don't know how to back away, close their eyes and shut down. They don't know how to do that. And some of those do not know how to talk to an adult about it, you know, because if you're peers, it might be a little hard to talk to your mother, your father, you know, your counselor. It may be a little bit hard to do that. And it's just really sad that we are allowing our children to do this to each other. And I know you guys are probably saying, hey, my kid would never do that, or I don't think my kid would ever. But you honestly, you don't know. And that's a fact. We really don't know what our kids do behind our backs. We just don't know. You know, we think that our kids may be these angels with halos on, and they would never do that. But you just don't know, because a lot of times your kids being with peers want to be, you know, they want to be a part of the in crowd or the gang or whatever. And I know I'm not using the right terminology, but you guys know exactly what I mean as far as this goes. I really would like to do something in the game that I call Second Life about bullying, because it's a subject that I'm passionate about, more or less because of what I read about. And it just hurts me that children would do this to each other, that would allow them to do it. And it hurts me even more that we as adults don't have enough sense to teach our kids that it's not right. Because if they see you doing it, what do you think your kids are going to do? Your kids mimic what you do. I don't care what you think. They see all. They really, really do. They see all. They know what their parents are doing. You may think you're doing things in the dark, but trust me when I say, as my grandmother would say, everything that's done in the dark will soon come to light. And it will. It's just the way it is. If you guys know, and I believe it's cyberbullying.gov, if you want to, you know, maybe if you know somebody that's being bullied or somebody that's going through it or whatever, but I believe it's called cyberbullying.gov. I could be. I'm trying to look at it now. Yes, I am actually using Google while I talk to you. But I think it's cyberbullying.gov. I was trying to look for it earlier. If you guys know somebody that's being bullied or need someone to talk to, and if you're being bullied, if you're going through someone dragging you, it's harder to do it as an adult to sit down and tell somebody, you know what, I'm being bullied. It's hard to do that when you're an adult. It really, really is, because you think, you know, you should be able to handle it, to deal with it, and not really worry about somebody, you know, looking at you like, you allowing that to happen? Yes, you allow things to happen, because honestly, it's kind of hard not to allow it to happen. It's kind of hard when you have a lot of people, you know, doing it to you. It's really, really hard, and especially when you're a child. You know, it's really, really difficult, and it breaks my heart to know that some kids are going through this and feel they have no way out, feel they have no one to turn to, and feel they could just basically, you know, those kids, Columbine, you always hear about Columbine. I don't know whether that's when it started or that's the first time it was actually, you know, broadcast is, you know, as it is, but those two boys felt that they were bullied so badly that their next step was to kill. Now, when it gets to that point, and their parents say they didn't know anything about it, you know, they didn't see anything, you know, different in their child. They basically thought that, you know, their child was normal, you know, smiles, dinner, whatever. But obviously something was brewing that they didn't know about. And children, I read about a seven-year-old, and I'm trying to keep my emotions down for this one. Beautiful little boy, 7 years old. Killed himself because he was being bullied at school. His mother had no idea. His father had no idea. He acted normal. He came home from school, never showed anything that something was happening, and he killed himself. 7 years old. 7 years old. He felt like being bullied, he just couldn't live with it, and he would rather kill himself. Now, if you guys are not letting that sink in, that a seven-year-old child felt it was better to take his life than to be bullied. And if you see a child being bullied, you need to step up as an adult and speak on it. If you see another adult being bullied, you need to step up and speak on it. I don't care if the person was right on what they're saying about a person. Keep your mouth shut. Shut the hell up. Because bullying is rumors, gossiping, threats, name-calling, harassment, mean words, lies, teasing. It's just a whole array of things, insults. It's just an array of things. You may think by saying something by somebody on Facebook, you know, I'm just going to let them, I'm just going to drag them and let people know how they are. Why? Why do you need to know, need to let someone else know about how somebody else is? Why do you need to make a spectacle of that person? Does that make you feel better as an adult? Does that make you feel better going, yeah, well, I'll just go ahead and call them out. Let me tell you about this person. Why? Who the hell needs to know? There are so many things that we can focus on other than making someone a victim, other than making someone harassed. You don't know what, like I said before, you don't know what edge a person is on. You just don't know. A lot of times you might see a person and go, oh, yeah, they're good, but you don't know what's going on with them. And a lot of things, I was watching a movie about cyberbullying. I was going to let you guys know, but the movie was just so, it was so after ABC afternoon special that I'm not going to recommend it. I mean, I watched it and I kind of got a little bit of it, but I'm like, you know, yeah, that this isn't going to work for my, you know, for my my listeners. They're not going to be able to deal with this. But it was a good movie as far as maybe teaching children or teaching teenagers, you know, what not to do. But for you know, for me as an adult, it was, like I said, it was too, I don't know, too teeny bop. So I'm not going to even suggest it. But if you can find a movie about that and maybe, you know, read up on it or whatever. And I know you guys are going, why? Well, first of all, because this is the month for it. That's number one. Number two, if you don't stand up and speak out, who will? If you see somebody being hurt, being abused, being a victim, violence, whatever, what is wrong with standing up on that and speaking out on it? I know a friend of mine a long time ago where she had went to lunch with this guy at work, and it was basically just that. It was lunch. They went out to lunch and whatever. As soon as she got back, the rumor spread that they were sleeping together. Now, mind you, they weren't. She was happily married. He was single, but, you know, not to say he didn't have any interest in her. I'm not going to say he didn't. And maybe that was the whole reason for the lunch, you know, the lunch break or the lunch date or whatever, the lunch whatever. But nothing happened between them. Now, maybe he said something did, you know, because it could be that he was like whispering in someone's ear that, yeah, we went out to lunch, this, that could be the reason. But she was so heartbroken that she ended up leaving the job because the rumor was out that she was sleeping with him. And, you know, we women, you know, we get together and we cackle and we talk and, yeah, girl, you know, she ain't nothing but this. She's nothing but that. You know, she slept with him when they went out to lunch. How do you know? Were you there with them? Were you in the car? No. So you don't really know. You really don't know. And she was just heartbroken. She tried to stay with the job, but she just couldn't do it because it was too much for her to have to deal with. And I sympathize with her because I never understood why and how the rumor came out. Like I said, I don't know. Maybe he said something. Maybe he started it. I don't know. But she was an innocent victim in this, and her fear was that it was going to get to her husband, although she felt her husband would, you know, wouldn't believe it. But nobody wants, you know, their husband or their wife or whatever to hear that, oh, yeah, you know, your wife or your husband is sleeping with somebody at the job. You do know that, right? Nobody wants to hear that. You know, even if it's not true. And some people should not start rumors like that. And that's basically what bullying is, too. It's rumors. It's rumors. Things that you don't really know. Things that you can't really confirm. And even if you can confirm it, shut your ass up. You do not have to be the one that engages in making somebody else feel like shit. Seriously. I've seen friendships be destroyed out of a rumor, out of hateful gossip, person being isolated, turned against. Why? Because one person didn't like them. And one person felt that it was their duty, their God-given right to talk shit about them, to put them out there as if they were nothing. How would you feel if you were on the other side of a rumor? And trust me when I tell you, it is not fun. It is humiliating. it is degrading, and it takes away something that you feel that you have. It's like you just don't know what to do. Like when I was in elementary school, when that bully was harassing me, I didn't know what to do. I went to my, you know, I finally went to my mom, and my mom basically was like, you know, if you don't whoop her ass, I'm whooping yours. Now, I don't know if that was the right thing to say to me, because that could have been something, too, that could have been today's, you know, in today's age when kids can get a gun anywhere they want to. That may not have been the right thing for her to say. Now, maybe then, okay, because I'm not a violent person like that. If you step to me, I'm stepping back. But as far as that goes, I'm not. But what about these days and days when a parent says, you know what, then you just go ahead and whoop his ass or whatever. A parent may not say that meaning anything by it, but you don't ever know what triggers that child to do that. Because look at me. My mother told me that in my whole mind, I was no longer scared of the bully. I was more scared of my mother and what she would do if I came back home going through that. So when people tell their children, well, why aren't you fighting back? And I understand that. I get it. You know, you want your child to fight back, but sometimes it gets worse when a child does fight back. And a lot of times I've seen where parents will go to the school and tell the, you know, the teachers, look, or the principal or whatever, you know, my child's being bullied. And they somewhat got the idea, well, girls will be girls, boys will be boys. No, that's BS. If you as an adult are not making these children, I don't even have the words for it. I really don't. It just really just pisses me off how a lot of times we as adults ignore it. We act like it's not a big deal. We get that boys will be boys phase, the girls will be. You need to make these children responsible for what they do to other children. Not ignore it, not think, oh, you know, they'll grow out of it, because a lot of times they don't grow out of it. There might be many, and I'm not saying that there is, but there might be many murderers, nutcases running around because of being bullied and never got the psychological help that they needed. And ones that bully, a lot of times you see kids bully other children because they've been bullied. I think that has to do with the adults too. I think a lot of adults are being bullied and they feel like it's their God-given right to make someone else feel like crap right along with. I really do feel like that. And unfortunately, Facebook, that's why Mark took it down today, because he knew he knew what my topic was going to be. But no, in all realness, laughs aside, we really need to start paying more attention to what's going on as far as trolling, as far as bullying, as far as dragging. You know, if you're a part of this, then you're a part of the problem. If you get on Facebook and you make little, you know, little comments or things that even, like I said, even if it's true about a person, it's not your duty to talk about it. I understand being hurt. I've been hurt many times, and I have been hurt to the point where, yes, I'm not going to lie to you and say I don't want to get on Facebook and speak on it. And a lot of times you see people say things like, you know, if you ever were hurt, blah, 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 blah. You see a lot of little memes and stuff, and that's fine. If you want to put a meme about your emotions, that's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If you've been hurt and you just want to lash out like that, but to lash out at a person or persons and start rumors or whatever, not because you know that they're true, because you want to hide the fact of what you've done to that person, or you just want that person to just feel the pain. I just want you to feel like I feel. No, no. We can't do that. We just can't. As adults, we need to stop basically dragging people, dragging their name through the mud, dragging their reputation through the mud. It's up to us as adults to teach children not to do that. And most families, you know when your child's a bully. You can sit there and say, oh, no, little Jamie would never do that. No, no. Little Esther, never do that. Little Shaquisha, Never. Little Jamal, nah, not happening. You don't know. Children are vicious, especially in this day and age, because they want to feel a part of something. So if one gets started and this one wants to feel a part of it, they're going to get started too. And you guys know that's true, because a lot of times adults do the same thing. If you see one person, especially your friend, if your friend makes a comment on Facebook or makes a comment wherever, then you're going to just join in with them. Because why? Because that's your friend. So tell your friend, shut the hell up. Your business don't need to be there. You don't need to tell anybody this. Texting back and forth, talking about somebody, you don't need to do that. But hey, until we step up as adults, then our children are basically doomed as children. Because basically these kids that are bullies grow up to be something worse. Children that have been bullied grow up to be something worse. They have a mental disorder. I've never in my life heard about so much now about children that are victims of suicide or going to schools and murdering because they've been treated like this or that, the other, you know, and they always have the group of kids that they directed to. I am in no way an expert on anything I'm talking about. I'm just talking to you guys as a human being who has been in this position and has just had my heart broken. Let's do something positive. And if you see someone being bullied, step up to the plate. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. As always, you could be anywhere in the virtual world. I appreciate you being here with me. Next Monday, I'm not really sure what our topic's going to be, but I'm going to try to get something juicy. Yeah, I'm not sure what it's going to be, though, but I'm going to try to get something juicy. Until next time, mwah, sugar kisses. Bye.